You're listening to the Closing Mark Report. This is WILL Urbana. Well, up next, as you already know, competition in world agricultural inputs has changed dramatically in the last three decades. I'll have a report on what those changes have meant to the land-grant scientists responsible for evaluating the new products. Researchers at land-grant universities across the nation in the late 1970s and the 1980s often worked with new and novel agricultural products. University of Illinois entomologist Mike Gray recalls those decades with some satisfaction. He says in those days, companies and university researchers might work together for 5 or 6 years before introducing a new product. It meant the land-grant specialist would be very familiar with the product before it was commercialized and would know how well that product might work across a broad range of environments. Gray says the consolidation of the agricultural input companies in the mid-1990s changed that working relationship.
We find, although in many cases we are continuing to work with industry, we're increasingly looking at some of these new seed technologies, some of these new transgenic events for a much shorter period of time before they are commercialized. And I think in part this is just a recognition of the exceedingly competitive arena that many companies find themselves in. And when you look at the shelf life of some of these new hybrids, we know that it's very, very short. So there are enormous pressures to bring some of these new products into the marketplace.
So a portion of the job of the land-grant scientist has changed, says Dr. Mike Gray, but that there is a much broader responsibility that he and his colleagues carry.
I think it's a case where we as land-grant scientists always need to be mindful that one of the most important roles that we play is providing unbiased, research-based information to our stakeholders, to our clientele, to the farmers we serve. I think producers should continue to look to land-grant scientists, whether at the University of Illinois, Iowa State, Purdue University, and look very carefully through the results of their testing programs, whether it's for corn rootworm, whether it's for some weed control practice or disease management practice. I think that role is an exceedingly important one that our land-grant scientists need to continue to play, particularly in this new and exciting period we're in terms of how we manage this broad spectrum of pests.
Gray also believes there is a role for the land-grant researcher to play in terms of a relationship with the industry, one that allows producers to critically evaluate new materials as they are quickly commercialized. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.